Everything.
Yeah, and we are recording. So hi guys, again in our weekly JavaScript Aries JavaScript call. So I will just share antitrust policy, and then we can discuss if you have anything. Because I can do a small update. Share the screen. Okay. Yeah. Okay, do you see my screen with meeting notes, with empty meeting notes?
Yes.
Great. Okay, guys. I'm still working on that credential exchange. I added some encoding encoding of values in credential, I don't know, it's credential request, I guess. So I did that, and now I need to add something with the revocations. I guess it's not possible to call it like with empty value. Maybe I will try to call like create credential with null revocation ID, revocation registry ID, or something like that. But I'm getting error there when I'm creating credential, and I think the problem could be the parameters related to revocation. So because I haven't seen any example without revocations. And what I'm going through is maybe I can share it. Yeah, that's it. So do you see that code with in the SDK?
Yep.
Cool. So as you can see, there is a issue create credential. So basically, I have everything. I have a credential for. Yeah, basically, I have done everything what's up there, and now I'm in this step. I also did this encoding from credential preview. So from credential offer, basically, I take values and encoding. I do this encoding, and then there is a revocation registry ID and some blob reader handle, whatever it is. I don't know. So and it's related to revocation. So if you look in here, where is that? Yeah, here. Here is some issue create and store revocation registry. So I'm not sure if I need to put something in here, or it's possible to be it now.
So that issue create and store revocation registry, that's an online registry, I guess. Or supposed to be?
What registry?
The revocation registry. I just recently started reading up, but that's supposed to be some online registry, right?
Where yeah, that's actually in a blockchain. So that's one of the things which is on blockchain from that small, very small set of things which they are.
Yeah, exactly. And the tails file that is then externally published, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's correct. Right. That's right.
Cool.
To be honest, I don't understand like the how it works yet. I know that there, you're right, that there is some external file you need to download this file and do some stuff with that and create a proof from based on that. But I think this version is just temporary version of revocations, and there should be some new versions, maybe with improvement of the size of tails file. I'm not sure, but also without these tails files. So we'll see.
Yeah,
I think
yes.
What's happening here? You are not able to execute the code on line number 54 to 59.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get some invalid. I guess it's invalid parameter. So So I'm not 100% sure, but I'm like assuming that it's about these two values. Okay. Maybe there is some error in here or in here, but you know, I'm just I'm putting in here what I get from Indy, so that shouldn't be a problem. But I think the problem could be this or this.
Okay. I mean, do you know anything about this, the revocation part? Do we need to send the handle?
So most of I have experience on a holder related part. So I do not know much about this issue of create credential. But yeah, revocation registry is a must needed when we generate a proof from holder side and all. So it's a publicly accessible directory. So anyone can generate proof using this directory.
So this is on the issuer side, issuer create credential.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, I also have like experience only with the holder side, but it shouldn't be, you know it shouldn't be so difficult. I guess if I call these two functions, I get the output and then I use it in here. So I'm not sure it should work. I want it to, because we don't need the revocations right now for the first version at least, like of this pull request. So I wanted to avoid that and put some null values in here. But I'm afraid it doesn't work with that. And according to documentation, these two are not optional. So yeah. I guess I would need to add these other functions into the framework, and then put it in here, and it should work. So that's about just adding these two, and we will see if that's work. I think we have it at least from the issuers. We have credential exchange at least from the issuer point of view. Then this, maybe acknowledge message would be missing. But
yeah. Yes, is this in your PR currently somewhere?
It's there. I can. I guess, do you see my browser? I'm not sure if it should. Yeah, yeah. I'm not. I wasn't sure if I'm not sharing just the tab, but you should see. Yeah, I have just this repo fork in here, so it's this branch. What's this branch? Do you see it? Okay, exchange branch, issue branch. Yeah, that would be this. I am not sure how I have exchange credential and issue credential. I guess I did some renaming and I forget to. But if we look at commits, I committed, I guess, something. No, that's not it. Accept credential offer, maybe. Nope.
Yeah, if you can share the branch, someone.
That's it. So it's exchange credential. That's the. I will send it to at least here right now in chat. And okay, I don't know how the chat works in here. What's this? Okay.
Or maybe share it on Rocket Chat.
Yeah. That'd be simple. Okay. Yeah, so it's there.
Great.
Okay, so yeah, that's about that status update from my side. I will have a few days three days this weekend. I don't have anything in so big plans this weekend, so, and we have a day off on Monday, so I will spend at least a few hours on this, and we will see. hopefully it will be at least a little bit closer to finishing credential exchange. I'm not promising because I am not promising anything from my experience from last few weeks. It was kind of hard. So yeah.
That's fine. Every bit is welcome.
Okay, so yeah, that's about it. Anyone has any questions or idea relating to this topic, this credential exchange?
Last time, in the last meeting, Timo was talking about picking up a new feature. Is this the same one or is this the different one?
No, that's a good point. So actually that was my second point after this. So you started with that already. So we were discussing proof presentation.
Present proof.
So another like bigger issue or bigger task is this one, present proof protocol. So, yeah, we were discussing who could potentially do that. I'm not able to do that, and my colleague also is not doing to do that. So it's not able to do it. So it's up to you guys if you want.
As far as I understood from Timo when I last spoke to him, is that how was she called again? Ankita, I think. Was gonna pick that up. So yeah, that's what he told me. So he's gonna spend some time on other stuff. I think he was this week. He was looking at R&D SDK. So I don't know what his focus is gonna be, but he'll be back next week.
That's correct. So, Ankita or Wrinkle or someone from the AMOX team.
Proof request and send it to back to the verifier. So it's a both inside flow, verifier and holder or consumer as well.
I see. Okay, Ankita is not there in today's call, but she said she will start working on this.
That's great.
Okay, sorry guys, I had bad connection right now, but if I understand. Like, is she going to work on this?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah, great. So I think because there is like dependency, or to say that between these two. So I guess you need first to have at least somehow this issue credential. And the protocol implemented, and then you can do this one. But I think if she's interested in that, she can start, you know, looking around and maybe how to do it. And I think it's, you know, if she's starting with the framework and with the development, I think it's still, you know, she's some time to she would need to spend some time on reading through that code and getting oriented in that. And I think hopefully in that time or before she will be able to start, or she would like to start, I will be finished with that credential issuance. And I am of course I will do my best to be helpful for her and help her at least with some onboarding and explaining what's going there.
I don't know how old that video is now, but when I joined these calls, you had a video of a video call with, I don't remember who, explaining the framework. It was about, I think, 50 minutes long. That helped me, but I don't know if it's still, if it's super outdated now, or maybe you can share that with her.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. I think it's still pretty valid. Is there a link? Do you have the link for that, or is it in Rocket Chat? I guess I'm not sure.
I think it was somewhere in Rocket Chat. Yeah, and otherwise you can ask Timo when he's back.
Yeah, I will look at it if I find it.
It would be good to add that video link on our wiki.
Yeah.
For us,
Okay. Yeah, I think it's it should be there somewhere. Okay, I will look at that. I will look at it. Cool. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Because of course I'm not able to spend hours on that, but I think half an hour I would be able to help for that time.
Thanks, Eku.
Okay, great. Okay, I think that's it. So maybe Karim, some update about I know we spoke about that like on Wednesday, I guess, about the R in the SDK. But if you would like to share something or.
I'll update. This week I didn't do a lot besides from writing my thesis paper, but. So not much progress from that side. Well, as I've also mentioned in the previous call, I'm very thankful that Amit helped me with setting up the iOS part in an Objective-C project. That's still, when I tried to use to put that in R in the SDK, still gives some errors. But the other side is Timo this week managed to fix the Android side of RN in the SDK. So at least RN in the SDK is usable now. We still have to use it with the framework to see if they dance together beautifully. But for now, that is a little bit of the status. We're still trying to figure out how to get the iOS framework to work with RN in the SDK. Because if those two are solved, then we have a fully operational RN in the SDK, and that will be great. But for now, still struggling on the iOS part.
For that iOS part, you told me that you have different error than I had with that, because what is my problem? I tried it also, like integrated to together with new React framework with new React Native project, and I just copy paste these in the bridge Swift and Objective-C files, and it seems like it's possible, and I edit framework manually. It seems like the code is capable of like seeing to in the framework, but I had a problem with the first issue was because I think that in the framework is built with target iOS target number version 13. And that project was in version 10, but when I updated that project, that iOS project to target 13, but then I get error with React Native and when I look at it briefly, and I found that maybe it's not possible to use React Native, current version of React Native is not possible to use with target 13. So that was like my issue, but you wrote me that you have different error.
Yeah, so I looked through the errors and I didn't get a build error that or a target error or something. I don't exactly remember what. Well, yeah, no, for me, it was just that also the trouble you ran into was that the indie headers or every indie function is undefined, but also the React Native function. So it probably has more to do with how the React Native and the iOS part is set up than indie, from what it looks like now, mm-hmm. from my side. But yeah, and I need to spend some hours on that, figure out.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm just opening my Xcode project, and I will maybe just quickly check what was the error if I see it in here. Okay, yeah, there's indexing. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't seem it will take some time, I guess. Yeah, okay, I don't know. I don't see the error yet. I would need to build it. Okay. Yeah, so I know, Amit, you build that in the framework?
Yeah. So basically, earlier we was installing the object libindi framework from using the pod file. Yeah. So we had a repo URL and we just installed the pod. But when we develop further and we found that it's only supported in Xcode 10 only. So if we update the Xcode version 11, though, it might support because it's throwing compilation error when we build in Xcode 11. So that's why we need to build a first libind based on the command which they were shared on a repo. And we build a libind lib framework from scratch and add those, replace this file with the existing one. So that's why we are achieve those in Xcode 10 and later.
Okay, and are you able to set are you able to set the target to lower version than 13 within that build?
So it's which version are you talking? It's Xcode or iOS version?
It's iOS target. It's in Xcode. Let me share my Xcode. Where is it? Okay. Yeah. Here, new share. Xcode. Share Xcode. Okay. Do you see my Xcode?
Not yet.
No. Not yet? Okay. You have your Chrome shared, I think.
Okay. So. Again, okay. Maybe this time. Yeah. What about now? Yeah. Great, cool. Yes, yeah, so I mean, I get an error. Here. So it's in build settings, project build settings. I had iOS 10. And then I get error that the indie framework is built for target 13. So I switched that and now I'm building that. So you don't see that error, but you won't see that error. But then I get error with React Native, with these imports. So I was Googling a little bit and I found some mention that you can like build the app for run the app built with React Native on iOS 13, but you are not able to set this target in your Xcode. So, but you know, that's what I just, you know, I saw it somewhere and it's unconfirmed information. So I'm not saying that it's that, but it seems like it's that problem. So that's, I'm asking, you know, if we are able to try that to build it with a lower version of iOS target, maybe it could help. you know. But I'm aware it's not so simple to build that framework. So yeah. I can imagine that, you know, you would need to look into that and really find out how and where to set this parameter. Maybe even it's possible. So, but it should be possible. But
yeah,
don't know the details.
Yeah, we'll try to clone the R in the SDK code, and I will try to run iOS.
Yeah, and maybe what could be good also for the, you know, future work is if you know more about this parameterization, what version of iOS target is and could be and how to set that, and also what version of Swift, you know, it could be also good, you know, for the future for us to be able maybe build also different versions or like the framework in different versions of the Swift and that stuff, because, you know, it's kind of crazy, you know, you update your Xcode but not update Xcode but you know, you try to use some other package which is built with like 5.3 version of Swift, but it's not, you are not able to do that if you have like your framework in version 5.2. So that's, you know, I don't understand the logic behind that, but why like Apple is doing that, but I got this error like many times in the past, so that would be nice to know how to customize the build.
Yeah, so at least because the binaries, putting them into the repo, we discussed already, it was Dima's idea, that's not a good idea, but we need to at least have very clear documentation of how this works, because it's a jungle for both. Java's way easier, Android, but still there, yeah, it might be good to document everything in the R and in the SDK repo itself.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and regarding this build, you know, we are still in this like starting point, because
sure,
what I'm using right now is that I copy paste these two files into my React Native project, and then manually edit this in the framework. But you don't want to do it in this way, you know. You need to. You want to just npm install that, so that's also what would be nice to have in the future, and of course would be nice to have like to have it documented, and to have some CI built somewhere for that.
Yeah, but that's the thing, I think, because we now, without the framework of Amit, that would, like, there is no, I don't think the repo.sovereign.org is up to date. So then we need to publish the frameworks ourselves somewhere. I don't know. Yeah. So, I mean, for in the meantime, at least some solid documentation will help any future adopters.
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool. So, thanks Amit a lot for this. It's really helpful. So really appreciate that work. So it's amazing. And we'll see. We'll fail. Ah, that's the problem with it. Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the problem with that Swift compiler. But you can. I have different. I installed that toolchain. You can install the toolchain with different version of Swift. So I'm not sure if it's helped without restarting the Xcode. Probably not. But yeah, I'm capable to solve this one with switching the toolchain. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it. That's the error. So that should go away, I guess, but then I get this use undeclared, and this is related to React Native, so I don't understand why it's that.
Maybe, yeah, that's the exact errors I'm running into too.
Okay, so yeah, that was I wanted to know, you know, if it's the same error, So that's the same error. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good to know.
I thought you had a different one.
That would be worse.
No, it was both dependencies are missing. Like it cannot find the indie stuff, mm-hmm. the indie headers, but also the React Native headers. So, but again, I there might be some setup dependency setup missing in Iron in the SDK because I don't see any pod files or dependency imports, but it uses the RTC, like the React things. But there's only a line that imports it, but there's no pod, nothing. So I don't know how that works, if that gets injected by the parent project or yeah, not sure.
Okay. Maybe the first step, what I would like to achieve is to have it without Iron in the SDK, you know? So if you try like to, you know, pure React Native for iOS, then at this in the framework, yeah. that should work at least. At least it's working. So, okay. I don't know. I will try that.
I do not have much experience on iOS as well. So basically, I have experience on Android mostly.
Yeah. Me neither.
Okay, but I will try to check those issues. Yeah, on my machine.
That's great. Okay.
Now I have different error. I don't want to bother you with this building debugging. So yeah, I think that's all. So thank you, Karin, for update.
No problem.
I knew about that, but I think it's good to share with others also. And I guess that's all from my side. So guys, do you have anything else you want to discuss?
Not from my side.
No, I think from my side as well.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I'm just waiting, like, to be polite, you know, and to give enough space. So, yeah. Okay, so I think that's all. Thank you, guys, for being here, and have a nice weekend, and see you next week on Friday.
Yeah, you too. Have a nice weekend. Oh.
Yeah. Okay.